My name is Chloe, and this is Talkative Topics. Today is Tuesday, May 28th, and our topic is dress codes. Dress code. The two words students hate the most. Why are those words feared by students, specifically those in middle and high schools? Many people argue that dress codes restrict personal freedom. This is true for some dress codes, but not for the OCDSB dress code and many others. What makes the OCDSB dress code different, and why is it beneficial for students? The OCDSB dress code is different because it does not restrict personal freedom. Firstly, the OCDSB dress code states, "This student dress code policy is based on expectation that schools shall be safe and respectful learning environments." After it states the previous, it goes on to say that their dress code is meant to support and promote respect for learning, decency, cleanliness, respect for rights and dignity of others, safety of persons and property, and promotion of drug and alcohol-free environment. Secondly, the OCDSB dress code states and implies nothing about religious headwear and or religious clothing. In fact, I will state again that the OCDSB dress code supports and promotes respect for rights and dignity of others. True, other dress codes may prohibit the wearing of religious dress, specifically headgear. However, the OCDSB dress code is not like that. In conclusion, the OCDSB dress code is beneficial for all students and does not restrict personal freedom. A message from Chloe Pingatore. Thank you for your consideration.